Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I've been forgotten, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
The Joe Messina Show. Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Really. I want you part of the solution. I want you engaged. I want you paying attention. As I always say, and I'm going to keep saying it, it's the only way we win. All right? That simple. All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. What did I want to start off with? Oh, yeah, MyPillow.com. I keep forgetting. What do you want from me? Head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. You know, Mike Lindell has made it really easy for us to, plenty easy for us to be able to make some money online because we've not been able to do that in the past anyway. And now Mike has said, look, use promo code Joe when you get over there to MyPillow.com. You'll get anywhere from 30 to 70% off. All right? And it's a great deal. The stuff is made here. Product is made here in this country. Right? People working in America here in the United States. So you're keeping them working. And there's nothing wrong with that. That way you keep the money here in the country. You keep the money... Oh, well, I guess you wouldn't. They're going to pay taxes on it, and then it'll be over. It'll end up in Ukraine. What can I tell you? And yeah. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe on the way out. I'm telling you, there's so much going on there. Pillows, pillowcases, sheets, mattress, covers. I thought the sheets were really cool. I very much enjoyed those. All right. Australian Senator... He admitted that the COVID was a planned event by global elites to control, you know, depopulation of the world. Now, what's really funny is if you listen to these people in and of themselves, you start thinking they're really whacked. But then you start listening to some of the others, like the Bill Gates of the world and so many others across the planet who think the planet is overpopulated. And the only ones really that deserve to live, the only ones that really deserve to have any say, is them because they have money. They're smarter than you. They know better than you do. And you guys need to understand, they see no value in you. I almost put up a piece about Margaret Sanger. I know some people get sick of me doing that. But, you know, here's a woman who openly admitted that she wanted to get rid of the black community. She thought the black community, black people... We're drained on society. And yet everybody holds Planned Parenthood up like, you know, they're a savior. Which shows you that if you keep people ignorant, look what happens. I mean, seriously. Let's listen. You know this has never worked the first time, right? You already realize that, do you? Here's the, oh, no, point them out. Try this. Australian senator with a few words.
And people. But the people are waking, and it's over 2.5 years, but it is being planned over decades. The changes to legislation in this country were done so that they could control doctors and people. But the people are waking, and it's thanks to people like Dr. Altman and all the presenters here today, thanks to people like Senator Babette and Craig Kelly. We know, and we knew, that this is all bullshit, and that we've been had. But we are going to hound you down, the people that are guilty. We are going to hound...
But why does it take an Australian senator to say something? Why can't ours say anything? Why can't our people speak up? Whether it was planned decades ago, a week ago, a month ago, you know that there's more and more information coming out. Speaking to the fact that we knew what some of the solutions would be, we knew what would help, and yet we allowed Fauci to get away with his crap. And right now, they're throwing it back in his face. If we had a true and just, you know, justice system, he'd be in chains right now for what he did, what he said. And I love the fact that, you know, again, this is why they want total control of the internet. I've said this before. Because you get guys like Fauci who, you know, again, he says he never told anybody to close down schools. He goes on this whole thing, saying, why you blame me? Why are you putting words in my mouth? Right? And that, yet we could find video after video after video that show him doing exactly that, telling them they need to close these schools down. Need to keep the kids safe by what? Closing the schools down. 855 Real Joe, 855-732. I mean, they just lie. You look at their faces, it's so easy for them. It's so easy. They just roll with it, and it's so easy for them. That's scary, to look you right in the face. I know, somebody in the chat room said it. He says, show me a single school or business I shut down. They love to do the play on words. Right? He's waiting for somebody to say, well, I saw you pick up the set of keys, go lock this business. No. You've got the counties, in the states and the counties, to shut them down. So this is your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Come to your host. 855-ROADSHOW, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem. And I do very much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the convo, as they say. All right. Murders have jumped 10% since 2021 in major Democrat-led U.S. cities. Governor Newsom is running around the country talking about how crime is up in the red states, in the red cities. I mean, blatantly, flat out, lying about it. I just find it so interesting. They do it with such ease. So, what does that mean? Can we not believe these people? They're willing to do anything they... Notice that they're willing to do and say anything they need to do or say to get what they want to get. Murder rates in U.S. cities, they soared by some 10% in the past 2 years. Most of the homicides are occurring in Democrat areas with soft-on-crime policies. In a study released by Wallet Hub on Wednesday, researchers found that Memphis, Tennessee, New Orleans, Louisiana, Richmond, Virginia, Washington, D.C., and Detroit, Michigan are suffering from the biggest homicide rate problems. All five cities are hardcore left-wing Democrat cities. After comparing the rise in the murder rates in 45 of the country's most populated cities between 2021 and 2023, scholars noticed that the killings were rising faster in Democrat-led cities than in their Republican counterparts. Now, COVID-19 could be blamed for the initial jump in homicides, but the ongoing? No. No. They've come to find out that it's the soft-on-crime policing has exasperated the issue. I mean, seriously, when you look, I can't even pronounce his name, Chidlai Kokim, an assistant professor at the Western New England University, he pointed to social movements such as the public unrest after the killing of George Floyd that drove these. Memphis is number one, New Orleans is number two, Richmond number three, Washington, D.C. number four, Detroit, Michigan number five, Durham, North Carolina number six, Dallas, Texas number seven, Milwaukee, Wisconsin eight, Las Vegas, Nevada number nine, and Kansas City, Missouri number 10. All right? Just crazy. But they can't look at it. What they want to do, they want to even relax the laws more. How they figure that's going to help, God only knows. Matter of fact, maybe they don't want it to help. When you look at the real statistics, you have to believe they don't want it to help. What other conclusion can you possibly come to? It's like we've been doing with the education system. Every year we throw money at it. Every year we keep at it. We think it's going to get better. We don't change anything else. We don't expect more from the teachers and or the school districts. We're just going to keep, because there's not enough money. Well, what would be enough money? Would you love to do that? You're sitting down with negotiations. You're looking to go, what would be enough money to have you get these kids, you know, graduating, actually reading at grade level, actually knowing math? What would that take? Now, as a response to social unrest, some officers have embraced depolicing, which is the idea of not engaging in proactive policing practices. That's in order to avoid increased scrutiny and censure. So in other words, they're not going to get involved in the front end of anything. They're going to wait till you pull out the gun and shoot before they jump in to help. Because they don't want the aggravation. They're not sticking up for the police anymore, these cities. University of Central Missouri professor Greg Elter, he pointed to progressive policies such as defunding the police and implementing no cash bails, major contributors to the rise in the national homicide rate. He argues that politicians are pressured to offer a one-size-fits-all solution. You know, get out of the way. Congress just needs to get out of the way and let the experts do what they do. They are not the experts. They don't understand it. I mean, unless they came from law enforcement, they have no clue about this. If you have a problem with the police use of force, you know, in isolated incidents, rather than deal the problem or the problem officers, they're just going to defund the police. I'll just take your money away. Yeah, that's going to fix it. That results in a less effective force, right? Increased response time, lower police morale. Who the heck wants to go out there? I got nobody at my back because there's not enough police officers to cover me. It's wrong. And this study comes just days after a prominent neurosurgeon, Devon Hoover, was found shot to death. He was covered in a plastic sheet in his Detroit home. Now, that was a week after a gunman unleashed deadly gunfire at a targeted attack outside a funeral home of murder victims. It's nuts. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, again, I'm coming back to, when do we actually start doing the right thing? What's it going to take for us to step up, make the noise we need to make the difference we need to make? I'm not trying to be mean. I'm trying to say to you guys, somebody's got to do something. And not any one person either. Not what I mean by this. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. North Carolina tourist town was rocked by violence in the wake of a defund the police movement. See, perfect. I mean, this is just perfect. City leaders of North Carolina, i.e. North Carolina tourist town, has been plagued with rising violence crime in the recent years. They announced a 60-day initiative last week to improve conditions in the downtown district amid a crisis of police staffing. Gee, why would anybody want to be a police officer today? I mean, really, you face imprisonment. They're always second-guess what you're doing. They're not out in the streets. They don't do ride-alongs. How many of those congressmen have actually been out on ride-alongs? The city of Asheville said that they're taking targeted steps to addressing rising number of incidents affecting public safety. They're very complex circumstances, but they have to fix these safety issues. Again, people don't want to walk downtown at night. They used to be able to. I know plenty of cities, big cities, where you could walk around at night safe, but they won't get involved. They don't want to hear from BLM or any one of those groups. Because it doesn't matter what you do, you're wrong. As a police officer. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Former Vice President Mike Pence testified in a federal probe Thursday about Donald Trump's alleged role in the January 6th riot at the Capitol. The testimony comes after former President Trump filed an emergency motion to stop Pence from appearing. It's the first time in modern history a VP was compelled to testify about the president he served with. Reports say Pence testified for several hours. President Biden, meantime, hosting a Take Your Child to Work Day event at the White House Thursday. The president took questions from kids on the White House lawn.
What's my favorite ice cream flavor? I may be among the dullest presidents of the world because I'm known for two things, my Ray-Ban sunglasses and chocolate chip ice cream.
National Take Your Child to Work Day is observed April 27th each year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
Look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. All right. We were talking about these North Carolina tourists, or a tourist town in North Carolina that's just been besieged by crime. Just flat-out crime. And you can't keep talking about, you know, defunding the police and not expect crime to go up. You can't not support the police department and not expect crime to go up. If these guys feel like they're really being scrutinized with every little thing that they do, why step in the way? I mean, this is a small town of 90,000 people. I know some of you giggle because your town's a lot smaller. Right, and this is the Blue Ridge Mountains. Not like it's, you know, out there where in the middle of the city or adjacent to a big city. Aggravated assaults rose by over 20%. Armed robberies increased by 20%. Now, the city's new initiative would include increasing law enforcement presence. They're going to include increasing bike and vehicle patrols. I mean, think of what happened to the whole defund the police. That's the funny thing about this is everybody, it sounds good. Not to me, it didn't, never did to me, but it sounds good at first, right? Hey, you know, crime's low, things are okay, we don't need more police. And the little crime that we do have is usually instigated. And it gets escalated because the police show up. Now the city's gone, well, wait a minute, we've got to stop doing this. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and get informed. It's really that simple. All right. Sorry, I'm having my own fun here. Molly Ringwald, remember her? Breakfast Bunch or something like Breakfast Club. That's what it was. And more of the Hollywoodites, not that I really care what they think. But more and more of these Hollywoodites are coming out speaking against the cancel culture. Well, she just gave us a look. Not only is it unsustainable, well, basically that looks like a bunch of Puritans. Right? She said that what it's looking like now is that everyone belongs in the same category as Harvey Weinstein. And she's right. That's the way it sounds, anyhow. Well, speaking about the Me Too movement and sexual harassment, Ringwald shared her views on the current cancel culture. She said, I don't think a Harvey Weinstein situation could exist now. But again, a lot of people have gotten swept up in a cancellation. I worry about that. It's unsustainable. Some people have been unfairly canceled. They don't belong in the same category as someone like Harvey Weinstein. What it ends up doing is making people roll their eyes. She said, and that's my worry. So they won't listen. It's like screaming a wolf too many times. She's right. So I don't want things to change for real. Workplaces should be places where everyone can feel safe, not just in Hollywood, but everywhere. Particularly Americans. We can never do things incrementally. We're so binary. So all of nothing basically is a bunch of garbage, which I happen to agree with. Right? She said, you know what? She did the roles of what? The Breakfast Club and 16 Candles. She said she didn't feel comfortable with the level of stardom that she got at the time and how quickly she got there. It's just hard to grow up under that. Now, the only part where it's really funny because I don't want to overdo this and I don't want to make it sound like a big boo-hoo. And I realized that I was privileged. No, you weren't. I wish they would stop that. Did you work hard at it? Did somebody get you in? Did you deserve to be there? Stop with the color thing and all of that. Did you do the hard work it took to get there? Because if you did, that's not privilege. If you're going to tell me because you were white, they gave, well, look at it, if it was a white role, why wouldn't you get it? I mean, look at what's happening today. The cowards in Hollywood are turning every role, every group, every movie into a black movie, a black role. It's ridiculous. Like the history books now are trying to make Cleopatra black. She couldn't have been. It's, again, ridiculous. She says some people are really good at it. Taylor Swift is amazing, she said, but I didn't feel comfortable with that level of stardom for myself. You know, she claimed she didn't relate to any of the characters that she took on. And she's glad she's out of it. She never took darker roles because they scared her. Good for her. You know, she said she didn't get she did not get the lead role in Working Girl and admits she passed on Pretty Woman. She just didn't like the roles. They didn't make her comfortable. And I don't know this woman from anything. Got to give her credit, though, right? She wasn't willing to do something that she was uncomfortable in, unhappy with. And like I said, you got to give him credit for that. All right. This is the one I like. I've been looking forward to. The Hollywood star Alan Richardson, he's thrilled by the recent success of Christian films. We're back to God country, and you know what? People are showing up in numbers to see them. It's because it's what we want. We want good family movies, not whacked family movies. We want good family movies we can go see. Earlier this month, Alan Rickson, known for his role in the Amazon series Reacher, he said, people are hearing the name of Christ in movie theaters. This is a commendable act, given Hollywood's reputation for being hostile. But see, it's not Hollywood doing it. It's a bunch of Christian producers, directors, actors, Christian investors that are doing this. The film industry has long been a bastion of left-wing secular ideologies with traditional religious beliefs. So I watched a documentary about John Wayne and was just amazed, not horrified, but amazed at what he went through in Hollywood and how he stuck to his guns about being a patriot, how he stuck to his guns about the things that needed to be done, that conservatism was the way to go. And after they tried to blackball him or blacklist him or whatever it is they did, because they really didn't like the direction he was going in, he did 200 movies after that. Let that sink in. You can beat it. If you stick to it, you can beat it. Right? Well, who was the other one? Charlton Heston. When he made the move, he still did well. So they could do it. There's a lot of them out there. And people want positive messages. They don't want messages that it's not going to work. No matter what you do, you're not going to work. You're not going to win. You'll always be poor. Right? And while we criticize Hollywood a lot for them being all about politics, it's nice to see some of these people come out in a counterbalance, make it a little different. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. As I say, get engaged. Be part of the solution. And, you know, and teach it to your kids. Take it to your kid. Teach it to your kids. Your nieces, your nephews, your grandsons, granddaughters. Because it truly is getting to the point where if you don't teach it to them, I'm not so sure your kids will. Are you? Truly, give it some thought. Are you? Small business owners are struggling big time. Rent delinquency, credit card delinquency. It's an all-time high in 2023. The rent is the worst. And remember, 70% of the country's revenue economy, what have you, it runs off of small businesses. It is driven by small businesses. So the April Small Business Rent Report was just released, and you won't hear it until after the commercial. Show me senior host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell.
Double C, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending. Look, I'll get back to the small business story in a minute. This one's kind of hot on my head right now. Okay? Civil rights activist Bob Woodson, he dropped a bunch of truth bombs on the Dr. Phil show about black America and reparations as a whole. Now, this isn't a white guy talking about. This is a black guy who's been around for a while. And many black scholars, many black educators, it only seems to be the woke progressive educators that want to twist and talk and push the history they believe to be truth. Do they really care about your kids? No, seriously. I mean, can you really say they care about your children when in reality they don't want to teach them the truth? What they want to do is give them information that spews their narrative, what they believe to be truth, what they want. So take a listen. We'll talk about it afterwards. It's about a minute and a half long.
If you dissect it, you will find there were about 3,700 free blacks who owned 12,000 slaves, black slaves. The question is, do the descendants of those free blacks who owned black slaves, do they pay? Blacks really benefited more the first 100 years after slavery than we have in the last 50 years. I was born in 1937 during the Depression. Everyone in my small, low-income black community, 98% of the households had a man and a woman raising children. elderly people could walk safely in that community without fear of being assaulted by their grandchildren. Never heard of gunfire during that time. Never heard of a child being shot to death in the crypt. But there are 50 children today who have been shot and killed in our cities. If you talk about remedies, we've got to look beyond of saying that every solution has to have a winner and a loser, that blacks can only benefit if whites lose. We have to be defined more than just victims of oppression.
You hear that? They get it. He gets it. Put the numbers together. Talk about where you were at. Talk about what was going. Why were you successful in the 50s and all of a sudden it went away? Who was in charge? Who was pushing? Who was holding you back? This is not the first guy I've heard say this. Actually, I'm going to play this again.
But dissected, you will find there were about 3,700 free blacks who owned 12,000 slaves.
You hear that? Now, I've heard the number that only 2% of white America, and I don't know what this percentage is, but I've seen and heard that a little over 2% of white Americans owned slaves. Now, I realize that's because they were mostly owned by the plantation owners and so forth and such. But here he's, I got chastised on Twitter a few months ago for doing this. Of saying, hey, look, here you have somebody who's telling you they're free. And I got news for you, because what they'll come back with you is, well, they were buying families, so families had a freedom. It's not true. They owned slaves, slaves that worked for them.
Black slaves. The question is, do the descendants of those free blacks who owned black slaves, do they pay black?
Yes. Why wouldn't they? They were part of it. Isn't that what it's all about? The reparations is for slavery. It doesn't say for, you know, blacks that were owned by whites. It says slavery, right? Would that include Asians? Would that, I mean, how far back do we go? Do we include the Irish in that?
It's really benefited more the first 100 years after slavery we have in the last 50 years.
Did you hear that? They got more traction. As I was talking to Zoe earlier tonight, right? They got more traction. They got more, well, they lived more of a normal lifestyle for the first 100 years after slavery than they have in the last 50. I agree with them. Look at what happened to the black family. And I'm not going to tell you it's 100% because of what the black family has done. Partially, it's about what the government has done to the black community.
I was born in 1937 during the Depression. Everyone in my small, low-income black community, 98% of the households had a man and a woman raising children.
Oh, there you go. They're going to have to censor him, throw him out, aren't they? Had a man and a woman. You know what? No matter what you believe in, Mother Nature or God, I believe in God, there's a reason why a man and a woman are needed to raise children. There's a balance there. There's a balance emotionally, there's a balance physically, there's a balance in teaching and training. You know, I know I'm being kind of lighthearted here, but I put up a meme a long time ago, which I thought it was hilarious, anyway. And it had a picture of a dad, you know, all you dads, we've all done it, throwing your kids in the air when they're small, right? You know, what are they, 3 feet off, 3 feet over your head, 2 feet over, whatever it is. And it says, what dad sees, and it shows you that. And then the camera comes back and it shows what mom sees. And to her, the kid's 12 feet in the air. It's a different perspective. We look at it differently. We push our kids differently for different things. So, what, you know, again, you look at this, and you say to yourself, this is the problem. You keep bucking normality. You keep wanting to make major changes to things that do nothing but hurt these kids, or hurt society as a whole.
Elderly people could walk safely in that community without fear of being assaulted by their grandchildren.
Whoa, wait, what? Assaulted by their grandchildren? Yeah, that's what's happened. Total disrespect for life, total disrespect for elders, total disrespect for community.
Never heard of gunfire during that time. Never heard of a child being shot.
Right. Never heard of gunfire. In the like that. I believe them.
Death in the crib. But there are 50 children today who have been shot and killed in our cities.
Every weekend in Chicago. Every weekend. You're like, stop reporting, by the way, the numbers. You can't get them. You can get them. You got to dig through the papers and other places. They won't give them to you anymore because it's so bad. Still so bad.
So you're talking about remedies. We've got to look beyond saying that every solution has to have a winner and a loser. That blacks can only benefit if whites lose. We have to be defined more than just victims of oppression.
And that's so true. It's what I've been saying for a long time. You can't keep telling people that they're never going to make it, that they're victims, they don't stand a chance, unless something's handed to them, because that's really what they're saying. You don't stand a chance. And until you start telling these kids, these young kids, I don't care if they're young black kids, young Asian kids, young Hispanic, whatever, until you start giving them a positive message, it doesn't matter where they came from, what they came from, who their parents are, what their ethnicity is, it doesn't matter, you can overcome. You know, first of all, you know, they talk about these greedy corporations constantly. And, you know, I say this all the time. If truly these corporations are as greedy as you say they are, as you believe them to be, they don't care what color you are. They don't care. They care about the green. It's the only color they care about. So no matter what color or ethnicity you are, if you're going to make the money, you got the job. And then to that fallacy that women make less money than men, if that was the case, if truly I could get away with paying women less in a corporation, why would I just do it? Why wouldn't women outnumber men 2-1? Seriously. All right. See if I can get this story done. Anyway, small businesses. 70% of our economy runs on the backs of small businesses. A recent report showed that four out of every 10 independent business owners couldn't pay their rent in full this month. It's a new high for 2023, third month in a row where the national U.S. rent delinquency rate has skyrocketed among small businesses. Now, about 40% of U.S. small businesses owners are behind on their rent. The figure was 38 in March, 32 in February, and 30 in January. So it's rising. It's actually getting worse. And Joey B needs to finish that job, by the way. Yeah, seriously. These people are just amazing. He has to make it to the point where 100% of these small businesses can't pay the rent. Anyway, there were 4,500 businesses that were selected during the month of April. And, you know, 53% said that the rent is now higher than it was 6 months ago. Some of them as high as 47%. Some of them doubled. Now, what made landlords think that they could do that? Now, some states are actually picking up the slack for the landlords in some areas, like in California. But this is, they can't sustain. These businesses can't hang out. And if they can't hang out, if every one of these businesses loses 10, 12, 15, 20 employees, that's going to be a problem for the economy. Big problem. Anyway, God bless, guys. Thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time with me. I know it's precious. And tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. We're here every single day. Check us out at JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. God bless. Finish your day out positively.